Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to the CBS Evening News ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
It's 3 o'clock somewhere. Time for a My Mochi ice cream snack. My Mochi ice cream is cool, creamy scoops of premium ice cream wrapped in sweet, pillowy dough. And get this, all of My Mochi's fabulous flavors like strawberry, mango, double chocolate, and cookies and cream are only around 80 calories per piece. Talk about a guilt-free, indulgent experience. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned, gluten-free mochis that are great for grab-and-go. So feel good while curbing your afternoon cravings or the midnight munchies. Yeah, you know who you are with the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream. Find My Mochi ice cream at Target or visit MyMochi.com to locate a grocery store near you.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Is this an earthquake?
A rare earthquake rattles much of the East Coast.
The entire building just moved.
A remarkable 42 million Americans felt that 4.8 magnitude quake, rocking Boston, Philadelphia, and New York City.
The whole building started shaking!
The CBS Evening News starts now. Good evening, I'm Nora O'Donnell, and thank you for being with us. We begin tonight with that near-record earthquake felt from New England to New York and much of the Mid-Atlantic. People in at least 10 states and even right here in the nation's capital experienced some shaking. The aftershocks are still coming tonight, with the governor of New Jersey warning they're still on high alert. The 4.8 magnitude quake's epicenter was located 45 miles west of New York City. Residents of the Big Apple and the tri-state area, including the New York Yankees, felt the big shake at 10:23 a.m. There are no reports of injuries or major damage. That's the good news. But airports like Newark and JFK face delays, issuing a temporary ground stop for all flights. The Friday morning earthquake was one of the strongest on record for the area. Get this, for the state of New Jersey, it was the strongest since 1783, from before New Jersey was officially a state. CBS's Errol Barnett will start us off tonight.
It was the major shake. It was the major shake that caused a morning shock to most of the Northeast. The epicenter of a magnitude 4.8 earthquake just 50 miles west of New York City in Lebanon, New Jersey.
I've never felt an earthquake, so it was a little scary. It was a little weird.
Is that an earthquake?
The power of the quake split this road in Union, ruptured a water main in nearby Chester, and forced the evacuations of families in Newark after their homes were deemed unsafe. Students at Fairlawn High took shelter in campus hallways.
This is one of the largest earthquakes on the East Coast occur in the last century.
The earthquake hit New York City as well, which has more than 1 million buildings.
We saw the buildings moving and everything, though. It was kind of scary.
Cameras showing center field at Yankee Stadium bounce during batting practice, and the Statue of Liberty's live camera rocked. And while New York's governor says there were no reports of significant damage, she warned the threat may not be over.
If there is an aftershock, people are encouraged to drop and to cover.
Major earthquakes in the northeast of the U.S. are rare, the last one occurring in 2011 at a 5.8 magnitude. It was felt from Florida to Maine. New Jersey sits in the Ramapo Fault Zone, which stretches from Pennsylvania to New York. It is one of the longest fault zones in the region.
We know that after a large earthquake, or even a moderate earthquake, that it causes this change in the stresses on the faults, and so we typically see more earthquakes after the first one.
Now, at this moment, New York's emergency crews are checking all critical infrastructure like tunnels and the Brooklyn Bridge you see behind me for any hidden damage or fractures. Also, we just felt an aftershock. It has a preliminary magnitude of 4.0. The governor warned about this, and NORA, the USGS, warns that the threat of aftershocks lasts a full week.
That's alarming. Errol Barnett, thank you so much. Well, now to some breaking news. CBS News has learned that U.S. intelligence believes Iran is preparing a major attack in retaliation for Monday's airstrike by Israel on the Iranian consulate in Damascus. Now, the U.S. has warned Iran in writing not to attack U.S. personnel and facilities. CBS's David Martin is at the Pentagon with these new developments.
Iran's supreme leader held funeral prayers for the Revolutionary Guards killed by an Israeli airstrike, as both the U.S. and Israel braced for a retaliatory attack. U.S. officials tell CBS News Iran is making preparations to launch a swarm of drones and missiles timed around the upcoming end of Ramadan. The target is still unknown, but Israel is reinforcing its air defenses. The ways of retaliating can come from anywhere, including Iran, Israel's defense minister said, and we are preparing to face this matter.
I think Iran will cast about for a relatively vulnerable target, perhaps an embassy somewhere abroad, something like that, maybe a ship at sea.
Retired general and former Mideast commander Frank McKenzie says Monday's Israeli strike against the Iranian diplomatic compound in the Syrian capital of Damascus was the most significant Israeli attack against Iranians since the war in Gaza began.
It's a very precisely directed strike that took out key leadership, and I think it's hurt them quite a bit.
Two senior generals were among the seven killed in what Iran considered to be an attack on its sovereign territory. Caught the U.S. as much by surprise as it did Iran, even though it was carried out by an American-built F-35 stealth fighter. The U.S. was quick to disavow any connection.
We were not notified by the Israelis about their strike or the intended target of their strike in Damascus.
Still, Iran has vowed to hold the U.S. as well as Israel accountable, and American troops throughout the Middle East are on high alert that they, too, might become a target of attacks in the coming days. Nora?
David Martin, thank you very much for that new reporting. Today, the Israeli Defense Forces shared the findings of their investigation into the strike that killed seven aid workers from the World Central Kitchen on Monday. The Israelis say the strike was a grave mistake and that two officers have been fired as a result. The World Central Kitchen called it an important step forward. They are demanding an independent investigation into the attack, saying the Israeli forces cannot credibly investigate their own failures in Gaza. CBS's Holly Williams is in Tel Aviv with new details, including why the Israelis say they could not see the aid group's logo on the top of their vehicles.
Israel's military says it mistakenly believed that Hamas militants were inside a World Central Kitchen vehicle after misidentifying an aid worker likely carrying a bag as a militant with a gun. They targeted that car with a drone at 11:09 p.m. Some inside it fled to the second car, which was also hit by a drone 2 minutes later. And the same thing happened with the third. An attack lasting 4 minutes, killing all seven aid workers and in breach of the Israeli military's standing operating procedures.
At the time, they were certain that they were targeting Hamas. This tragic mistake could and should have been prevented.
The Israeli military claims that earlier that night, it spotted a gunman firing from the roof of a truck transporting World Central Kitchen aid. But the coordination plan agreed to with the non-profit was not properly passed down the military's chain of command, according to the investigation. CBS News has learned the group's logo was not visible to the drone's infrared camera. The investigation confirms, in large part, the account of Chef Jose Andres, World Central Kitchen's founder.
They were targeted systematically, car by car.
The non-profit called for systemic change in Israel's military in response to the findings, demanding an independent commission to investigate the killings. U.S. officials have told CBS News this was not the first time the Israelis had fired at or close to aid vehicles that had coordinated with the military. And a senior official said today the U.S. wants to see concrete changes to the Israeli military's processes. The aid group Doctors Without Borders said yesterday the incident is part of a pattern of deliberate attacks.
Humanitarian workers are protected. No ifs, no buts. We do not accept the narrative of regrettable incidents.
Israel's military says two officers, a major and a colonel, have already been dismissed. And the findings of the investigation have been passed on to military prosecutors. Nora.
Holly Williams in Tel Aviv, thank you. President Biden traveled to Baltimore this afternoon to survey the devastation from the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. The president vowed his support for the community impacted by the disaster, and he announced more federal funding to help the people and the city recover. CBS's Chris Van Cleve is there tonight.
The cleanup at the bridge collapse site is now an around-the-clock effort. 51 divers are working underwater as 12 cranes are being assembled topside. The Army Corps of Engineers pledging to open a shipping lane up to 35 feet deep by the end of the month and clear the entire 750-foot wide and 50-foot deep main channel as soon as the end of May.
Your nation has your back, and I mean it.
President Biden got his first up-close look at the wreckage during an aerial tour of the scene Friday.
The damage is devastating, and our hearts are still breaking.
The president also met with the families of the six construction workers who died. They were filling potholes on the bridge when it was hit by the cargo ship Dolly and collapsed last week. Four of the bodies remain unaccounted for, believed to be trapped among the rubble some 50 feet underwater.
I've come here to grieve with you. It's feeling like having a black hole in your chest, like you're being sucked in, unable to breathe.
The collapse has largely shut down the busy port of Baltimore and trapped 11 large ships, including container vessels and four that typically are kept ready to deploy immediately if called upon to assist military operations. The president says some 20,000 jobs depend on the port. His administration has now sent formal notice to Congress. They'll be seeking federal funds to cover the cost of rebuilding the Francis Scott Key Bridge.
Marylanders of this generation and the next will look up, and once again, they will see the Francis Scott Key Bridge.
Maryland's governor announced a coalition of 50 area businesses that have pledged to not reduce their workforce while the port has been closed. Also, the Baltimore Orioles and the Baltimore Ravens are pledging $10 million for recovery relief aid. Nora?
It is some good news. Chris Van Cleve, thank you so much. Tonight, there are growing concerns over security at the nation's airports. The TSA confirming to CBS News that hundreds of passengers were able to slip past checkpoints just last year. CBS's Mark Strassman reports on the security breakdown.
America's airport security has near misses, too. This video shows a Salt Lake City traveler appearing to photograph boarding passes of other passengers to sneak on a different airline. It worked until the flight crew caught him emerging from the restroom when the plane was on the tarmac. He was arrested. That close call last month came as the TSA confirms a sobering trend. More than 300 instances of people trying to skirt security just in the last year. More than 200 of them went the wrong way into airport exits. Another 80 people somehow snuck past the TSA's ID checking stations. 85% of them were eventually stopped.
The numbers surprise me.
Former TSA administrator John Pistol.
That's part of why TSA has multiple layers of security.
Is it concern but not alarm?
I think that's a good way to describe it.
In a statement, the TSA said most of these security violations are inadvertent and unintentional. TSA immediately investigates and takes corrective action. Rare is this type of security breach. A man broke through an emergency door at Salt Lake City's airport and ended up running on a tarmac. He eventually died inside an airline engine.
Costly, but would more physical barriers help?
I think the physical barriers would, but I don't think the American people should be concerned about traveling.
The TSA puts the odds of bypassing security like this at 11 million to one. But security experts will tell you once is once too often. Nora?
That's true. Mark Strassman, thank you. We're just 3 days away from Monday's solar eclipse. Forecasters say northern New England will have the best weather for watching the celestial event, followed by Illinois and Indiana. That's where we'll be. Cities from Texas to Maine are preparing for the big moment when daylight will turn to darkness. CBS's Nancy Chen takes us to Rochester, New York, where residents are brewing up something special.
At Warbuck Brewery, it's total excitement for Totality Black Lager, a special edition John Urlop created for the solar eclipse.
And we know that not everyone knows Rochester the way we do, so we're excited to kind of show it off. It's been great.
With the countdown on, eclipse excitement is everywhere here in Rochester, New York, from the walls of an art exhibit to the stage of a middle school. The city's population can more than double over the weekend, with 300,000 to 500,000 visitors. Nearly all hotels in the area are sold out.
I've chatted with people in Europe, and I want to say Estonia said, hey, they filled out our email and said, we're coming.
Dan Schneiderman coordinates Eclipse Partnerships for the Rochester Museum and Science Center.
What is the sense of awe that it inspires?
There is something that kind of hits you at the heart. It's just not only a scientific phenomenon, but an emotional one as well.
More than 30 million Americans across 15 states will experience the total solar eclipse. And it's giving communities of all sizes an opportunity to showcase their towns in an economic boom.
And communities are cashing in.
I've never seen an event draw so many people to put together different events to celebrate it.
Mayor Malik Evans anticipates an economic windfall between $10 and $12 million.
What kind of opportunity does this mean for the city itself?
Well, I'm hoping that someone can say, I chose to live in Rochester because I was there during that eclipse, and I decided to never go home.
A bright ray of hope cast by a darkened sun. Nancy Chen, CBS News, Rochester, New York.
And we'll be in Indianapolis with our special glasses covering the total solar eclipse. Our CBS News special report starts at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, right here on CBS, and we'll be streaming on Paramount Plus. So we hope you'll join us. The Powerball jackpot keeps growing. That's next.
It's harder to focus than ever these days. Thankfully, C4 has reinvented the energy drink game with C4 Smart Energy, the only energy drink clinically proven to provide enhanced mental focus, containing 200 milligrams of natural caffeine, a blend of vitamins and zero sugar. It was formulated to support your well-being and help you feel your best, all while enhancing mental focus. From your brain to your body, C4 Smart Energy does it all and tastes amazing. Look for Smart Energy in the beverage aisle at your local Kroger, Albertsons, and Safeway grocery stores. C4 Smart Energy. Stay focused.
When it comes to picking the perfect treats for your dog, Stewart makes the choice easy by keeping it real. Real ingredients, real nutrients, real benefits. Stewart dog treats are free from additives, corn, soy, wheat, and grains. Plus, they're freeze-dried to lock in all the great nutrition and natural flavor your furry friend deserves. Stewart freeze-dried dog treats. Big, tail-wagging nutritional benefits. Available on Amazon.com today.
Americans are snapping up lottery tickets in hopes of a billion-dollar dream. Tomorrow night's Powerball jackpot is the fourth largest ever at an estimated $1.3 billion. A single payout would be worth more than $600 million before taxes. On the Road is next with a father-son duo that's a total eclipse of the heart. CBS's Steve Hartman goes on the road for an out-of-this-world experience, and he's bringing his teenage son along for the ride.
You go, kid. For the last 6 years, 7 months, and 15 days, my oldest son, George, has been patiently waiting. Waiting and hoping for the clouds to clear and the sun to shine for his second chance at a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
It's like when you see a good movie and you go and see it again. One time just isn't enough to capture the true majesty of it.
I think it started.
I think so.
Back in 2017, George convinced me to take him to the last solar eclipse. At the time, he was so into astronomy, he took his planet book to swimming lessons, dressed up as the solar system for Halloween, and made his third grade New Year's resolution to get a shrewd idea of how the multiverse could be real.
It's basically a theory about
having not one, but an infinite number of universes.
And you'd like to understand it better?
Yeah, which I already have done.
Would you explain it to me someday?
I will.
George was 9 back then. Today, he's 16. He rarely reads about astrophysics anymore, but his desire to witness the moon's day in the sun, has not waned.
It's almost like some great higher power pushed down on a dimmer switch on the universe. It does not seem like a natural occurrence, and yet it is.
I have to agree. It does feel like another planet. But for parents like me, the more awesome sight is the joy on the faces of our precious Earthlings.
Oh my God, it's so dark.
Assuming no clouds.
Is that devastation?
Of course it is. I mean, it's an eclipse, but so much of life is learning to cope with that devastation and find beauty where you might have trouble finding it.
And that would be spending special time with your family.
I'm not going to dignify that with a response.
A teenager agreeing with his parents in totality.
Look up there!
Perhaps the only thing rarer than a solar eclipse. Steve Hartman, CBS News, on the road.
Oh, my.
So true about teenagers. All right, Heart of America is next with an all-female crew of pilots and their history-making flight.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Finally, tonight's Heart of America. Meet an all-female crew of pilots that go by the call signs of Strike, Booster, 4, and Jeep. These incredible women are stationed at Whiteman Air Force Base in Missouri and recently made history with the flyover above Berkeley Riverfront Stadium. It's the first to be built for a women's professional sports team, Soccer's the Kansas City Current. The pilots told us what this experience means.
I don't think I've seen a crowd better exemplify women supporting women than getting their half and having so many people come up to us and say that this was an important event for them, not just being at the stadium, but seeing us through the flyover. Really, the entire experience, it was incredible.
Women flying airplanes, there's really nothing to that women can't do just as good as the guys, you know. So we're here to tell you that it's possible.
The all-female flight crew of Whiteman Air Force Base, they are tonight's Heart of America. And that's tonight's CBS Evening News. I'm Nora O'Donnell. Good night and have a great weekend.
If you like the CBS Evening News, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
I've been a reporter for more than 3 decades, and along the way, I've been talking to myself in notebooks I've carried in my back pocket. They've captured thoughts about life, parenthood, death, friendship, and more. I'm John Dickerson, and I'd like you to join me in figuring out what these 30 years of notebooks mean in my new podcast, Navel Gazing. Each episode, we dig through the piles of notebooks that I've been collecting, and from their entries, try to sort out what makes a life. This collection of audio essays is available wherever you get your podcasts.